The Federal Emergency Management Agency says almost 24,000 Wisconsin residents have called a FEMA hotline to register for flood damage inspections. The agency says it's gone to about 17,000 sites and approved almost $19 million in housing assistance funds. The money can go for new windows, home repairs, ripping out drywall, and so on. About $3 million have been approved for new appliances, car repairs, and other needs. FEMA spokesman Tom Mullins says even people who don't have the money yet can be moving ahead with flood cleanup.
Just make sure they save all the receipts, take pictures of the damage, things like that. But there's no reason to wait to get moving with this rebuilding, because we want them to get into something that's safe, sanitary, and secure just as soon as possible.
Cleaning up is what some residents of the town of Summit in Waukesha County would like to do. But town resident Julie Houlihan says along Lower Genesee Lake, several homes remain flooded. Houlihan says her home is dry, but the nearby county road is under plenty of water.
Up to 13 inches where we cannot get our cars through. We cannot get mail delivery. We cannot get newspapers. Trash pickups right now have been discontinued.
Houlihan says the DNR has approved a plan to pump out the water, but isn't giving any financial help. She also says Summit should be doing more. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.